Time now for your letters. Jocelyn Frank's story last week about Durban, South Africa's Agape Children's Choir and their benefactors, the Geyer family of New York, brought many letters like this one from Karen Gottschalk in Rockland, Maine. As I heard the many layers of the story, the Agape orphanage destroyed by fire, the Geyers inspired to take action by the passionate daughter they lost, the young Agape choir leaving their country and working for months to earn enough money to rebuild their home, and then, most incredible of all, the choir choosing to give a percentage of their earnings to help ease the suffering of children affected by Hurricane Katrina. I was overcome. I am humbled and inspired by the children of the world. Thank you for taking time during the bustling holiday season to remind your listeners of the spirit and immense power of real giving. Last week we said that the steel columns raised for the new Freedom Tower at Ground Zero were made by steel workers in Virginia. Not true, wrote Janet Birch in Wheeling, West Virginia. The steel beams being used in New York were actually made in West Virginia by workers at Wheeling Pittsburgh Steel Corporation, the Beach Bottom plant. Shame on NBR for not knowing that West Virginia broke from Virginia over 100 years ago. Last week, Scott Simon interviewed conductor Maren Alsop about an arrangement she commissioned, a jazz and gospel version of Handel's Messiah. It hit a sour note with some of you. Terry Murphy in Glen Allen, Virginia, said, "Our family enjoyed the gospel Messiah and agreed that if my mother, a trained classical musician and very much a purist when it comes to sacred music, were not still living, she would be turning over in her grave. Luckily, she was out shopping and missed that opportunity." And finally, this from M.W. Wenner, listening in Arizona. "I'm sorry, but there are some things that should not be tampered with just for the sake of being creative or different. This appears to me to be part of the contemporary cult of manipulating classics just for the sake of novelty. What next? A hip-hop version of Beethoven's Ninth? Well, we've looked, and so far there is no such version of Beethoven's Ninth as far as we can tell, but we did dig up this old gem." Send us your letters. Go to our website and click on Contact Us. Tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Roll over, Beethoven. This is NPR News.